back to the airwaves. Outdoors with John is back each Saturday morning at 7:05 right here on KSCJ.
Shoot him now! Shoot him now!
Outdoors with John is on the air. This is the Hunting, Camping, and Fishing Show, presented by Northwest Iowa Outdoors, the region's number one outdoor entertainment multimedia outlet. Live from the KSCJ studios in Sioux City, the phone lines are wide open. Call 239-2101 right now with your questions or comments.
Well, that was kind of a crazy clip there, Scott.
Yeah, that wasn't what I thought it was.
No, we were looking for the, we were looking for the ad salesman clip for Northwest Iowa Outdoors.
Yeah, I'll have to find that in here.
Well, I can just do it now. I'll butcher it, but what the hell.
Okay.
We're looking for an ad salesman, and our pay is based on a straight commission. So if you need an excuse to hang out at gun shops, bait shops, sporting goods stores, give us a call. You can call me at 712-259-0024, or you can call into the show during the show at 239-2101 and give Scott the information and we'll get back to you. But it's a good opportunity. I mean, you're not going to make huge amounts of money, but you're going to make enough to maybe buy a new shotgun every year. And you get to go hang out at the bait shops and the gun shops, and you can just tell your wife, well, I got to go work today. I can't mow the yard. And then you go down there and blow gut with the hillbillies down at the gun shop. So anyway, that's a great opportunity. Maybe that was even better than the pre-recorded one we had. I doubt it. But anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
But anyway, and by the way, I didn't get sick again, so that was. So we got, let's go to Don right away. Hey, good morning, Don.
Good morning, John. I got a couple more short funnies for you.
Awesome.
Okay, we're up north fishing like I told you we do every year, and the Flambeau River ran behind where my aunt and uncle live. Anyway, me and my cousins were down to Flambeau casting musky plugs, you know, as big as a chihuahua.
Yeah, some of them are pretty big, aren't they?
Anyway, I was casting, you know, all I could do wasn't very old, to get it out there in the middle, and so I get it retrieved, and I cast again, and I heard something. So I yanked, and I heard something again, and I yanked again, and it was in the back of my cousin's head. She was standing behind me. They had to take her to the emergency room and have it taken out.
Oh, my.
I mean, it's funny now, but it wasn't then.
Well, no, because those are some pretty big meat hooks on those musky plugs.
Yeah, I felt bad, but wasn't in on purpose. So then the other one that I'll let you go, I was out hunting with an uncle. Not the uncle I shot at, but the other uncle. And we're sitting out in the timber squirrel hunting, and I wasn't old enough to carry a gun, but I just went along with him, and we're sitting under this big old oak tree, and he sees some red berries, and he says, wow, Donnie, look at this. He gets his pocket knife out and cuts them up, gets them out of the ground, and they look like, to me, as I think back, like a garlic bulb.
Okay.
Anyway, I said, what are they? He says, these are Indian turnips. They used to live on them in the wilderness. So he cleans them all up with knife and da-da-da, peels the skin off, pops one in his mouth. So I do, too. About time I got it in my mouth and bit into it, he spit his out. And I thought I was going to die. The hottest thing I've ever tasted in my life.
Yeah.
My mouth was on fire for 2 hours.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they look more like a turnip.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of a white deal. Just thinking about them right now makes your eyes burn.
Oh, I know.
We had a guy in college, my experience with what I call the Indian turnip. I can't remember what they really were called. I know the doctor at the hospital had me come in and identify them for him. But anyway, we had this guy in college, and he was one of those guys that could eat anything type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked the real hot and spicy stuff. So a buddy of mine, we went out, and this was down in Burlington, Iowa. We went out on the flats there in the sand flats by the Mississippi, and we dug up one of those Indian turnips for him and brought it into school. And the guy ate it. But later that night, he was in the hospital, and we got calls from the hospital and the sheriff's department wanting us to come in and identify what we'd give that guy. Because they thought he was poisoned. I mean, and it's like, well, we didn't make him eat the damn thing. And I didn't know what it was called other than Indian turnip, but then we're down there, and I don't know, the fancy name for the doctor that deals with plants and poison and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, we're flipping through his book, and it's like, hey, well, there it is. That's what he ate, you know, because he couldn't tell him. I mean, he had some definite problems.
My Lord, well, I was smart enough after chewing to spit it out, but still, it lingered in my mouth for a long, long, long time.
Anyway, well, hey, thanks, Don.
Yeah, you have a good day. We'll talk to you guys later.
You bet. Bye-bye. Well, that's kind of nice.
It says here these things are called Jack in the Pulpit.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah. And they're toxic, too, actually. They're not really meant for consumption. You got to keep your cattle, and your horses have a tendency to eat them, too, I think. And it does horrible things to them. But anyway, let's see. What does we got? Well, anyway, if anybody else wants to call in at 239-2101 and share a good story with us, we'll get you entered into the 2019 Heritage Rough Rider Revolver giveaway. And anybody that wants to share something with us on the air, we'll get them entered, and it'll be a random drawing. We're going to give away the revolver, we're going to give away a brick of ammo, and we're going to give away a custom duck call to three lucky winners this year. So I got a trivia question here. I saw a news story where they're having a big problem with bears in Yellowstone mauling people. So that kind of prompted me on this trivia question. And North America has three bears that are native to it. And what species of North America's three bears is the largest, is what we're looking for. Be the polar bear, the brown bear, or the black bear. And the number there is 239-2101. And what we got in the prize pack today is a buffalo meat stick. And buffalo and beef meat stick. Just, I don't know. Those were good. I probably shouldn't give that away. I should probably go get one of the horrible ones and give one of them.
You want one of the baby seal ones?
No, I couldn't find any of them.
Oh. Or Korean dog?
No, I didn't find. Hey, I tell you what, that was kind of creepy because you'd said something last week. We'd missed it, and I don't know how we missed that, but that was the Korean dog meat festival.
Yeah.
And well, they have one in China, too, that's a big one, too. And I saw the information on the one in China, which is held at a different time. But they'll butcher like 10 to 15,000 dogs during the week-long celebration and eat them.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
Well, it just seems wrong because these dogs, I mean, they have like these big cages full of puppies and stuff, and they show these guys cuddling with the puppies, and they're saying, you know what, they're in the stew pot.
Ooh.
And it's like, what the hell? You know, which I guess if you're going to whack the dog anyway, you just as well eat it. I guess all the dogs here in the United States that go to the pound and get put down, I mean, guys, just as well send them to Korea or China and let those guys eat them, maybe? Oh, maybe that was horrible. Huh. Anyway, the three species of bears, polar bear, brown bear, or black bear. And on the brown bear, some experts say that the grizzly bear is a subspecies of brown bear, which others say that the two bears are the same animal, and the grizzly bear refers to a brown bear that lives in the interior of North America. And Kodiak bears live exclusively on the Kodiak Island and have been isolated from other bears for about 12,000 years. And they say there's only about 3,500 Kodiak bears alive today, which, I don't know, the Kodiak bears have a tendency to be a little bit bigger because they, I think mostly because of the diet, they eat a lot more exclusively salmon, I think, on that island, which makes them grow a little bit bigger than the grizzly bears on the mainland of Alaska or even in North America. But anyway, the news story that they had was a bear bites a woman in a tent at Yellowstone. And last month at a backcountry campsite along Little Cottonwood Creek, a black bear bit into a tent and bruised a woman's thigh. And the bite did not break the skin because of the thickness of the tent fabric and the sleeping bag, which I'm throwing the BS flag there because the tent fabric is like the thickness of a piece of tissue paper anymore. Those tents are pretty thin. But anyway, the sleeping bag protected her. Suspecting it was a bear that had gotten access to human food in the same area in previous years, rangers set up cameras in a decoy tent at the campsite to see if the bear continued its behavior. On June 11th, rangers were on the scene when the bear returned and aggressively tore down the decoy tent. The bear was killed by the rangers. Earlier this month at Yellowstone, a Black bear consumed 10 pounds of human food that was left unattended as campers packed other gear up into a backcountry campsite. The next evening, campers at the same campsite experienced numerous encounters with the same bear. Hazing the bear away failed, and the bear was killed on July 10th. When you got a bear in your campsite rummaging through your food, hazing the bear, it's like, hey, go away, bear, quit that. You know, telling the bear he's naughty, probably not the best idea. I think the best idea that the Rangers had was they whacked the damn bear. But anyway, since July 18th, the black bear has caused property damage to tents and vehicles in search of its human food at the Front Country Indian Creek Campground at Yellowstone. Park staff hazed this bear away. Well, it worked there. Scared it away. They set up cameras, so if the bear returns, staff will take appropriate actions. And I know the big problem with the story is all the animal rights wackos and the PETA people and the people that don't really know anything are wondering why they couldn't just trap and relocate these bears instead of whacking them. The park staff there said they had three reasons why that's not a real good idea. There are no areas in the park to move the bear where it wouldn't have a continued opportunity to potentially injure someone or damage property. And once bears get a taste for human food in the campgrounds, they'll just keep coming back and coming back. The surrounding states do not want food-conditioned bears relocated to their jurisdictions, as you can see why, you know. And adult bears have large home ranges, good memories, and could easily return to the original area. So
stop leaving them picnic baskets out.
You do.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, anybody who watched that show, you know, knows that Yogi and Boo Boo, yeah, they got good memories. They keep going back to the same spot.
Do you know where else has a problem with bears? My sister lives in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
And the neighborhood she lives in, they have to have bear-resistant trash cans.
Yeah, there's a lot of black bears down there in Florida, and people think, you don't think of Florida as black bear
country. No, you think of big mice, not big bears.
Right.
Yeah.
And alligators.
That true, yeah.
You know, but anyway.
Hey, by the way, Gary Swanson of Sioux City, Iowa, correctly guessed the polar bear as being North America's largest bear.
Yeah, on an average it is. Some people claim that, like the Kodiak bear, people will claim that they're bigger than a polar bear, like on an average, but they really don't think that the Kodiak's actually a separate species of bear. Like I'd said before, mostly accepted that it's just a what they call a brown bear.
Oh.
And then the bears you have down here in the lower 48, mostly, other than out in the Rockies, the black bear, you'll see some of those that are brown colored, brown phase of them, but are blonde, but they're not actually a brown bear or a grizzly bear. They're just a goofy colored. I wonder if the other bears bully them. It's like, whatever. But anyway, yeah, polar bears are, they'd be on an average, the average mature male is about 900 to 1,500 pounds. The biggest one on record was just a little over 2,200 pounds. And I wonder how many baby seals that dude would eat. You know, which is kind of weird because polar bears eat exclusively seals and Eskimos and Inuit people. But, you know, but mostly seals. Where's the outcry from the Hollywood elitists that they got to get these polar bears to quit whacking seals?
Well, that's just one of many questions I have.
But that's like a catch-22.
Yeah.
Because all of the damn polar bears are, well, Al Gore told us they're going extinct because of the global warming, even though there's more sheet ice than there was. But, you know, that's beside the point, and there's more seals than there were. And that polar bears can swim easily, you know, like 20, 30 miles at a shot. It actually makes them their hunting easier with just less smaller chunks of ice because the seals are congregated now. I don't know. But anyway, it seems kind of strange that for a species that's going extinct, according to the Hollywood elitist, when the naturalists and the wildlife people count them, there's more than there was. I don't know. Maybe that's what the deal is. Going extinct means there's more of them. Kind of like global warming when they say that one of the side effects of global warming is that it's colder.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyway, well, that's all I got for bears, I think, right now. Other than, looks like we're past due for a break, but when we come back, we'll have some more nonsense for you.
Yep, back in a minute, 1360 94.9 KSCJ.
You know how you can find out all about Tyson Fresh Meats? Ask the people who are applying for work.
Brought me out was more opportunity and higher pay.
And now Tyson announces a new higher hourly wage, $16.60.
A great experience to work with various people, a great challenge, and we're here making good food, making a difference.
At Tyson, everybody's looking for a future.
Hopefully someday move into management.
And now with a new higher hourly wage of $16.60, it's a great place to work.
Really a big happy family here. There's lots of people willing to help out, to kind of go above and beyond.
Tyson Foods is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer. All qualified applicants will be considered without regard to race, national origin, color, religion, age, genetics, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, disability, or veteran status. Come on, join the team. Now with a higher hourly wage. Come to the job fair 8 to 4 Tuesdays in Dakota City.
Hi, this is Jesse with Satellite Central, your local Dish Premier retailer. Are you frustrated not getting all the channels you pay for with your current satellite TV provider? We have a solution for you at Satellite Central. America's Top 120 is only $59.99 a month for 2 full years, and this package includes all Sioux City local stations. Call 293-DISH or stop by Satellite Central at 1711 Hamilton Boulevard today. We appreciate you shopping local.
All offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, and early termination fee with e-AutoPay. Offer ends 11/13/19. Call for details.
Taco John's presents Olay the Day Pep Talks.
Boys, we need to kick off this game with an Olay, just like breakfast at Taco John's kicks off your day with an Olay. So we're going to wrap the other team up like breakfast burritos, ice them like Mexican donut bites, and scramble them like a potato Olay scrambler.
Start your day at Taco John's with bold breakfast flavors.
Olay the Day, boys, and let's go make them breakfast.
Olay the Day at Taco John's.
Big John. Big John.
Well, next Saturday, August 3rd, is the big day in Kingsley. The Culpepper and Merriweather Circus is going to be in town. And the Big Top will go up at 9:30 a.m. so people can show up there and watch them raise the Big Top. And then after that, they're going to have a free tour of the circus grounds. So once they kind of get everything, the Big Top up, and it's kind of a sight that... That Big Top is big. It's like a quarter of the size of a city block. It's pretty big. Eighth of a size, maybe? I don't know. It's huge. But anyway, they pack a bunch of people in there. But they're going to have two shows next Saturday, one at 2 p.m. and one at 4 p.m. And the tickets are $12 for adults, $7 for children 2 to 12, and seniors 65 and up also get in for the $7 ticket. So anyway, the tour of the grounds, you'll be able to meet the animals. And these guys aren't the evil circus bastards that use elephants and stuff, you know, like the animal rights wackos. But they do have big cats, and they've got dogs and horses. And I don't know, at what point, you know, once they attack these circus people for getting rid of the damn elephants, because, you know, what else is an elephant going to do except walk around and eat stuff? I mean, that's what they do. But anyway, they do have big cats. Their lion's pretty cool. They got some... You can kind of see a preview of what the lion will do at cmcircus.com. And you can also buy a ticket online there. Or you can just wait and get one at the gate on Saturday. Also, on that same day in Kingsley, there's going to be a four-person best ball tournament at the Brookside Golf Course. And that's going to be an 8 a.m. check-in with, I think, about a 9 o'clock tee-off. You want more information on that four-person best ball in Kingsley next Saturday, you can call 712-378-2595. And if you also want more information on the circus, the best number there will be 712-378-2525, and that is Keith Bully Financial. So if you call him at normal business hours there or stop in Kingsley and visit with him, he'll sure get you some more information on the circus, and probably be able to hook you up with some tickets maybe. So, and I do believe there are tickets still available. So tonight at the Fireside Restaurant and Lounge in Anthony, Iowa, the special is a prime rib sandwich and choice of potato for $14.95. That's a pretty good value, and the prime rib down there is awesome. I don't think they're going to use the 30-ounce piece of prime rib to make the one sandwich, but God, that'd be a nice sandwich. I saw a story just this morning. It was on my way out. I didn't get a lot of information on it, but there was a Girl Scout troop in northern Minnesota that was hit by lightning in the Boundary Waters canoeing area. And I don't know, they tried to get them out. They were going to use a military helicopter, but the helicopter was too busy, so they had volunteers canoed in, and overnight they paddled the girls out, and all of them are recovering fine. But I don't know. You got to kind of be worried about that kind of stuff. I mean, getting hit by a lightning bolt, and I think that was a ground strike is what they're thinking, and I'm not real sure how many girls were involved, but... you know, like the weather people and stuff always warn you, like if there's flooding, they always have clever sayings like, you know, for floods, you know, turn around, don't drown. They should have a clever saying for the thunderstorms, the severe ones, you know, something like, I don't know, stay dry, don't fry, you know, something like that.
Yeah, no, they say there were nine of them. They were 120 miles northeast of Duluth.
Yeah.
They said it was 20 miles from the Canadian border.
Which means that they were probably about 50, they could have been 50 miles into the Boundary Water, because from where the Duluth boundary is, and that's north of the canoe area is north of that, north and it runs a little bit west of Duluth, and it's a huge area, but I can't, they said that they were going to use a military helicopter to get them out, but it was, what the hell are they busy with the military helicopter in Minnesota for, other than if they're like fighting the terrorists and stuff that Obama imported into Minneapolis?
Yeah, they just said it was in use elsewhere.
Yeah, well, what the hell else would he be doing with it?
Don't know.
It's Minnesota.
Well, you know, actually, there is a saying about storms. It says, when thunder roars, go indoors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there's already a clever saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So we won't use stay dry, don't fry.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll have to keep that in mind. Anyway, we were talking about the campgrounds in Yellowstone with the bear problems. You know what? I think I'd rather have a bear problem at Yellowstone than this KOA campground in Mississippi. yeah, I'd rather face the bear than this guy. But anyway, an employee of a Mississippi KOA campground was fired for pulling a gun on a black couple. Rudy Howell, 70, of Starkville, is charged with threatening exhibition of a weapon. Howell approached Franklin and Jessica Richardson as the couple sought a place to picnic and possible cabin on the county line near Starkville. Wearing a shirt and bearing the logo of Campgrounds of America, which is KOA, which is weird because they spell campgrounds with a K. You know, I always thought that was weird. You know, KOA, what the hell? Well, Campgrounds of America. You got to spell campgrounds wrong. But anyway, but they were wearing the logo of the Campgrounds of America, which runs the site. They have a video of it, and Howell is seen in the video holding a handgun by her side. Jessica Richardson says Howell asked them to leave because they didn't have a reservation. This lady literally just pulled the gun because we were out here and didn't have reservations for a lake we didn't even know we had to have reservations for, Richardson stated. That's what the office is for up there, ma'am, Howell responded. We didn't know. The only thing you had to do was tell us to leave. We would have left. You didn't have to pull a gun. Well, I would think, yeah. Days after the video went viral, Howell was fired by KOA and later arrested. Howell is facing up to 3 months in jail and a maximum fine of $500. What kind of troubles were they accustomed to having at this campground where your first reaction is to pull a gun to run the people off? And I like how the news media had to make the big headline out of pulls the gun on a black couple. You know, that makes it more horrible.
Well, you know, everything's racist anymore.
Well, it is. Yeah. Well, this is obviously racist. Well, the Yellowstone Park Rangers are racist because those sons of bitches, all they shot was black bears.
Always something.
It is.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
CBS News Update.